Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm day across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, making it pleasant for outdoor activities. As the sun sets, expect a comfortable evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, a Hezbollah official states the group has held fire since the U.S.-Iran ceasefire announcement. This is from Ynet reporting earlier today. Also, Israel vows to maintain its presence in southern Lebanon, promising to retaliate if Iran strikes. This is according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also this hour, Netanyahu faces criticism over Trump's Iran deal. Politicians argue the agreement endangers Israel, reported by JTA earlier today. Separately, the Iran deal is drawing criticism from across Israel's political spectrum, as I-24 News reported this morning. And finally, President Trump announced the completion of a deal with Iran to end the war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. This news comes from Forward, reported earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. The Real-Time Missile Alert Tracker, ILRED Alert, mentioned that Iran's foreign minister and parliament speaker are expected at the U.S.-Iran deal signing in Switzerland on Friday. They noted the agreement is a significant milestone, though technical details are still pending. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted moments ago, stating that the U.S. is now speaking directly with Iran, bypassing back channels. This direct communication is helping to discern Iran's true intentions. Israel Hayom's English account highlighted the hidden dangers within the Iran agreement in a recent post. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah, the group has refrained from attacks since the U.S. and Iran announced a ceasefire overnight. This decision is contingent on Israel's adherence to the truce, as reported by Ynet. The situation remains tense, with the potential for escalation at any moment. Turning to Israel's stance on Lebanon, government ministers have criticized the U.S.-Iran deal, declaring that Israel is not bound by it. The Times of Israel explains that Israel remains prepared to respond forcefully to any Iranian aggression. This reflects a broader regional tension and the complexity of international agreements. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's handling of the Iran deal is under fire across the political spectrum. The JTA reports that both right and left-wing politicians believe the deal compromises Israel's security. This criticism underscores the challenges facing Israeli leadership amid global diplomatic shifts. Separately, I-24 News details how the Iran deal has sparked debate throughout Israel's political landscape. Concerns about national security and regional stability are at the forefront of discussions. The agreement's implications for Israel remain a topic of intense scrutiny. And finally, according to Forward, President Trump has confirmed the completion of a deal with Iran aimed at ending the conflict and reopening the vital Strait of Hormuz. This development marks a significant diplomatic achievement, but its impact on regional dynamics is yet to be fully realized on the economic front. First, the Hussidman family from Mexico is donating 200 million shekels to fund a new rehabilitation hospital in Tel Aviv. Walla Business reports this significant contribution will help establish Israel's central rehabilitation center in Shte Dov. Separately, Gilat Satellite Networks is acquiring Comtech Satellite and Space Division for $157.5 million, according to Globes. This deal comes after a previous acquisition attempt collapsed 6 years ago, and finally, Lemonade's COO Adina Eckstein stated that artificial intelligence powers 98% of the company's insurance policies. This was highlighted during AI Week, as reported by CTEC, emphasizing the growing role of AI in the insurance sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.